luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's relationship with India has never been more consequential than it is today. Our partnership has never been stronger. We share a focus on deepening and diversifying the relationship between our countries.
That was Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressing the public after he and Indian counterpart Narendra Modi signed a uranium deal that could end more than a decade of delays to regular shipments of the fuel. Australia and India signed a civil nuclear agreement in 2014, but regular shipments of uranium have not occurred amid concerns the fuel could be used for weapons. Australia now agreeing to send uranium exports to India to aid its nuclear energy ambitions. Mr. Modi described the deal through a translator.
We'll pave the way for uranium supplies from Australia to India and give our clean energy objectives fresh momentum.
It's not the only agreement the Prime Ministers have made. Further educational deals have been announced, including approval for a Flinders University campus in India and increased Australian vocational programs in the Asian nation. India has also promised to return the remains of a First Nations ancestor to Australia, which is currently held in the Government Museum of Chennai. The ancestor will be sent back to their traditional custodians, while Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has also announced the voluntary return of several items of cultural significance to India. They've been held in collections in the National Gallery and Art Gallery of New South Wales. Indian High Commissioner to Australia, Nagesh Singh, told SBS Hindi, sport has also been on the agenda.
Australia is a sporting superpower, so sports management, sports medicine, sports technology, sports infrastructure, because Australia is hosting the Brisbane Olympics. We have ambitions of making a bid for 2036 Olympics, 2030 Commonwealth Games in India.
India is poised to become the third largest economy in the world, and Australia is among the nations lining up to make use of the alliance. The two countries currently have more than $50 billion worth of trade between them, but it's defence that is featured most prominently on this visit. A week after Fiji and Australia signed a deal for enhanced cooperation, and days after China tested a missile in international waters, India and Australia have announced a commitment to further expand defence and security cooperation, including a focus on maritime security in the Indo-Pacific.
And the declaration reflects our shared commitment to a peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. We will boost strategic coordination, increase the complexity of our defence exercises, and further build interoperability between our defence forces. We undertake to consult on defence-related developments in the Indo-Pacific that affect our shared interests.
Mr. Modi's trip to Australia, as with his previous two visits, has attracted significant negative attention. Last week, the Australian Federal Police formally warned a young person who had made a death threat toward the leader ahead of his arrival on shore. This week, police have also thrown out an online influencer who entered the Melbourne hotel where the Indian Prime Minister was staying and filmed himself shouting profanities directed at the leader. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has condemned the Indian government for a decline in India's living standards and the targeting of journalists and academics through anti-terror legislation. There were also protests outside Docklands Stadium, where an event was held before a capacity crowd on Thursday night. What appeared to be two separate groups demonstrating against Modi's arrival one targeting the PM's human rights record, and the second consisting of far-right demonstrators, called for the leader and other Indians to go back home. Alliance Against Islamophobia chair Wasim Razai says demonstrators from his group were concerned about human rights in India and the impact on minority communities.
Because of the human rights violations taking place in India against so many other minority groups, because of the foreign interference here in Australia by importing the hate or the same Hindutva hate that is being imparted in India is also being brought here in Australia.
But Mr. Modi has the support of a significant portion of the Indian diaspora in Australia. Canberra India Council Chair Deepak Raj Gupta says he's one of three types of people who are very popular, namely politicians, Bollywood stars and cricket players. For Bhavan Modi, the visit strengthens ties among Indian expats.
And while Modi is coming, he is also, getting us proud as well to make more multicultural and connecting bond together, more stronger and stronger.
At the stadium event, Modi was greeted like a rock star as he appeared before a crowd of around 30,000 people. Melbourne is home to the largest Indian population in the nation, and thousands from the Indian diaspora also travelled to see Modi at the event. Raghu Tovinkere Srivasai told SBS he and his friends were excited to see the leader in person.
I'm having goosebumps right now. No, I can't express because we have been seeing him in a lot of television and all other media. But to catch a glimpse of him in real, it is probably a lifetime achievement, I can say.
Rajan Katkam and his friends drove from Adelaide to Melbourne for the occasion.
We're going to witness, so we are proud to be here.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.